No real updates on the injury front. All guys are still being evaluated. They're in today, off tomorrow, and then back to work on Wednesday.
Brian Dawkins, I know you don't want to talk about injuries or anything, but you talk about the next man up. But it seems like it's been tough, next man up, finding the next man up for him.
Well, I think anytime you replace a guy with that much experience, that is tough. He's a very veteran guy. He's been in big spots. He knows the defense. He knows football. So, if he's available, we'll have him out there. If not, it'll be next man up.
Is especially the run game where you miss him?
No, it's overall. I think 2 weeks ago, because of an up-tempo offense, even last week against Buffalo, they're more of a sub-personnel offense, spread offense. It just creates more space, and I think that experience and safety is critical.
How do you frame this week to the win and you're in the playoffs, or do you just tell them
that? Well, my mind is much like a playoff game already. For most intents and purposes, we need to win this game, and that'll determine our fate.
What differences are there in a playoff week than if this is what you consider it?
Well, I think there's a scenario in this week where that even if we weren't to win, that there's a possibility. But, our preparation and mindset's going to be to do everything we can win this week.
Bonds had a substantial drop-off in his sack total and even tackle total over the last few weeks. Is there anything you can point to about why he's struggled?
There's the big cast on his thumb.
Is that really the big, have you noticed?
It's hard to play this game with both hands, let alone with one. So, that's definitely a factor.
You know, he's still going to try to play this week. Is there anything that he can do to improve with that or try a different kind of cast or?
Well, the different type of cast is not going to let him use his hand any differently because we still have to immobilize the thumb. And, we'll make do. He'll get better, and so will we.
How much has that affected you guys, your defense as a whole, since he hasn't been as effective in the last few weeks?
I don't think his thumb is the reason we've lost the last two games, if that's what you're asking.
As you approach this week with playoff intensity and Kansas City comes in free and easy, does the meter shift to one side or the other in terms of?
No different than any week of the season. Whoever shows up and executes the best Sunday is going to win. And that hasn't been any different in the first 15 games.
Logistically, you have to do anything different since they have Kyle? Audibles, line calls, any of that stuff?
Well, I think, we're familiar with him, too. So there's familiarity. It's just like any division game, whether it's the whole team or a player, that familiarity works both ways.
Tim's been so good up until the past couple of weeks not turning the ball over. What's been the difference, you think? Why have you seen what you've seen?
Well, I think, it's the why is simple is we've got minus seven in the last 2 weeks. I don't know that you can pin that all on Tim. In fact, I know you can. He had one of them 2 weeks ago, and he was involved in the four, but they weren't all on him. So just as a football team, anytime you're minus seven over a two-game period, it's not good, and it hasn't been.
Has he been doing anything poorly or differently than he had been in the previous games?
No.
It's just the way it goes?
Yep. I think the other team has a little bit to do with that, too.
Is there a comment there for the second quarter or any sort of explanation? I know Eller talked about it in his show this morning. I think it's been fairly obvious that the second quarter, all phases, has been an issue over the last couple of weeks as to why there's that drop-off.
Well, I think, the three turnovers in the period of 6 minutes in the second quarter 2 weeks ago was a big factor. And I think, if you go through and evaluate it, it's we've given up some explosive plays on defense in that particular quarter. And, I don't think it's been more of our breakdowns, I would say, whether it's turnovers or explosive plays.
Any explanation why in the second quarter? Like, what is it about it?
Not really.
What's your philosophy? The Raiders and Chargers will be playing the same time as you guys on Sunday. Do you have a philosophy on showing the score of that game, making sure you're...
I would hope our focus is all on the field against Kansas State.
So will it be announced? Will it be on the board or announced over the PA?
I haven't really got to that point yet.
Coach, how do you with the missed tackles the last couple of weeks? I mean, obviously, at this point in the season, you either tackle well or you don't. I mean, there's not much more you can do in preparation for something like that, is there?
Not really. I mean, you know, we're kind of in a mode where we've practiced without pads. You know, we've got one practice left in pads, and we'll be doing that Wednesday. You know, as far as regular season, with the rules and regulations and whatnot, you know, so you can simulate it the best you can, but you know, I think at the end of the day, you know, we definitely need to improve. You know, it hasn't been all terrible, but something we need to improve at.
Throwing to the tight ends is pretty successful on Saturday. Is that something that you hope to keep working on and hope that it shows you?
Yeah, I think it was brought up last week that we hadn't thrown to them very much. You know, I think at the end of the day, you know, the defense can dictate, you know, where you go with the ball, and you know, just a lot of it depends on what coverage and, you know, what the approach is by the opponent.
We are probably more interested in the Orton versus Tebow matchup than you are. Are you confident you have the best quarterback with somebody on your side?
Well, I know we made that decision. You know, as I would say about anything looking forward, time will tell. You know, I think my interpretation this week is the Denver Broncos versus the Kansas City Chiefs, and I'm sure that'll be their approach as well.